Yeah, this is the way, well, mine is, because with this last baby, I put on so much weight here, I can't get it down anymore.
I've got used to it.
He says, you mothers can't get your dress below your knees, and says, what about your daughters? Way up here sitting there, and long to have a church now. I mean, he puts it to them, it don't seem that it does any good, but I feel sorry for the women, because I had mine down here. I ain't gonna wear no dress.
I hate to be in a position like this where I am pulling it like a skirt all the time.
Well, I don't feel.
We used to, we don't pay no attention. I used to do it.
Is it embarrassing to the lady folks? Some of them I don't believe it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It is to me when I'm trying to sit in a chair like this and my skirt gets right up.
Well, you can sit in this now.
There's plenty of women come here to sit in this chair for preference to that. They say they're maybe stout, and they say that they can level the legs down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable. If you don't mind, I keep yanking at myself.
Well, don't worry.
Every time I move.
When I moved the table just now, so don't she have the table to hide it.
This knit also has a tendency to crawl up, which is a bad thing. But I know what you mean. I got some that's pretty short,
but they're all
I think the ones who wear their short skirts don't think anything about it. I think they were embarrassed they wouldn't. Right.
I believe that myself, yeah.
But some of them have. I see them down here, right there. When they walk, all this is showing back here.
And I can't wear pantsuits either. All three of my daughters asked me, Mama, let me buy you a pretty pantsuit for Christmas. And I said, now you can just buy them if you want to. They can just stay in the box they're in. I'm not going to put on no pants because my daddy turned over in his grave.
You saved it.
They come out.
Well, you know, I always bring along one pantsuit with me because I have learned that sometimes I have to have it. I went to, as I said, I was interviewing this black lady Monday and Tuesday. And first day, I ruined a pair of hose. When I got to her house, I had to first get up to her house. I had to crawl under a barbed wire fence. And then I had to go over a stile to get to it. And I told her the next day I was going to wear my pants. And I did.
I learned that
a lot of the places I go, if I wear my pants or my culottes, you know, a skirt in the middle, then it's easier for me to get up. I have to climb hills and all kinds of things.
Well, how do you get a person? Do you like going here to Waterworks?
Moving or I'll be here all the rest of the week.
We'll just sit here.
If you have a stove, sometime you're burning coal in it, maybe, you'll have a little container where you keep just enough coal to keep feeding the fire. This is a little metal thing. It's not a bucket.
It's called a scuttle. Yeah, I didn't know what I could do. It's been so long since I used one. I used to have one.
The part of a stove that goes up and out through the wall is the
pipe.
And if you're working in the yard, you may have something to carry things around in. You'll push it and it has one wheel and two.
Wheelbarrow.
If you want to sharpen something, you might have something in your pocket. You pull out and sharpen a knife.
Oh, that's a file.
Wet rock?
Well, he said a wet rock, and I said,
if
you're going to do it this way, it's wet rock, but if you...
The file would go,
that's the main thing I sharpen. I got a little thing in there, it's a little wet rock, little wheel thing, and you can sharpen it this way and then this way.
Now, suppose it were a great big wheel outside.
Well, that's the grind rock, we used to call it. Isn't it? Grindstone, grind rock.
Oh, this thing out here that you drive is a...
car.
You ever say automobile much?
No, most it's a car. It used to say automobile, but now it's a car. You don't say I'm gonna go buy an automobile. You say I got to go buy.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can, but it's mostly I'm gonna see about another car.
Most people would probably say car.
Yeah.
There are certain things you have to do to a car to keep it running, of course. And one of those things is get it lubricated. So you say I'm gonna take my car in. I'm gonna ask the man to.
To change the oil,
service it.
Not yet. Grease.
And grease. Well, that's changing oil.
Yeah, now that's what
grease.
I was looking for is the grease.
Well,
yesterday he
greased the car.
And when he was through, his hands were really all
greasy.
Okay.
What we call